Okay, going forward to our general discussion from the commission and the director on recent activities and other items of interest to the full commission. Do we want to begin with comments from any of the commissioners?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
I guess I'll start off. I wanted to share with the rest of the commission and staff some of the conversations that I had during a meeting I attended yesterday with the commercial fishers in the Columbia River. I was asked after the November meeting to meet with some of the commercial fishers in the lower river, and I only was able to find time this week, so I agreed to go to Kathlamet yesterday and talk with some of them. And it turned into a rather large group, including many of the people we have heard from during our public hearings. I think we've heard from everyone I talked with yesterday, and some of them were also advisors on our Columbia River Bi-State process, working group process. So I can't say that I heard anything very new yesterday, but I did want to convey the gist of what they had to say. So I will be organizing some thoughts for the discussion when we get to that item on the agenda next Saturday. I'm not ready to do it yet, but the overall message they wanted to send to the commission is that they're very, very nervous about our plan and the feasibility of all the pieces of it coming together so that the commercial fishery will be kept alive. They have tremendous concerns and are not really convinced that we're serious about keeping the commercial fishery alive. So that was that's the general feeling that they wanted to convey, but there were specific elements of that that I'll digest a bit more and then bring forward to the commission when we have that conversation on Saturday.
Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. Any questions to Miranda or any additional activities of interest from the commissioners?
I do have one other thing that wanted to bring up. I wanted everyone to be prepared this next meeting, again on Saturday, the 12th. We will have on our agenda a conclusion of the performance evaluation with the director and a discussion about the 2013 performance agreement. The schedule that we've gotten into in recent years is to conclude discussions of the annual performance agreement at the very beginning of the year. So if we can come close to reaching consensus on the 2013 performance agreement next Saturday, that would be very helpful. So I wanted you to review the 2012 performance agreement and see if you think any changes need to be made. And, of course, we'll be discussing this and reaching a consensus with the director. We won't be the only ones involved in this discussion. The director will be a party to this. But I wanted the commission to be thinking about what we would like to add or subtract to the current performance agreement in developing the one for 2013. So be prepared for that. I don't know if you all have an electronic version of the 2012 performance agreement. Does anyone need that from our staff?
I think it'd probably be good for all of us to have a new copy sent out. Remind us to look at it.
Okay. Tammy, got that?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. We will all come prepared and do our due diligence as necessary. Any other comments from other commissioners? I'll make a quick just a reference. In the Spokane paper this week, the transaction for the selling of the Colville Hatchery to the Stevens County was publicized, and there's meetings coming forth next week on that issue. If anyone's got questions, feel free to call me, and we'll give you an add-in or to contact the staff for it. But it's extremely positive, I think, activity that's taken place, and the feedback that I've received over here has been completely positive and very exciting to see the department engaging in this. So if anyone's got questions, give me a call or talk to Dan Budd or Joe Storr, who's been heavily involved with this, too. So. Any other comments from the commissioners before we ask the director to bring us up to date on a couple issues? Director Anderson?
Commissioner Jennings, just a reminder that the meeting next week is not at our standard location. It's at the legislative building.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy put a note out to that effect. But
thanks.
I know I hadn't. Anyway, thanks. Sorry.
Mr. Vice Chair, sorry to interrupt, but this is Guy Norman. I wanted to let you know that I'm on the phone here in Vancouver.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Guy. Appreciate your attendance.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Go ahead.
This is Joe Storr again at NRB. We also have Chief Bjork with us.
Okay. Thanks, Chief, for taking the time. I think we'll ask the director if he's got any information, comments to share with us this morning.
Thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Not too much. I took the week between Christmas and New Year's off for the most part and had some good time away. I'm here in Tucson today and over the weekend here for the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agency's winter meeting. Going to be talking with Dan Ash, the director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here, this over the course of the next few days about several different topics that are important to our agency, including this surrogate species initiative that U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is trying to get started. Which is essentially a plan to try to focus on certain specific species with the idea that if you take care of those species, other species with similar life history characteristics will also be protected. There's a lot of skepticism and opposition to this new initiative from a number of the different state fish and wildlife agencies, so we'll be talking about that here over the course of the next couple of days. Also talking about there's a considerable focus on recruitment, and that is to say recruitment into fishing and hunting activities, probably focused more on hunting, the hunting side of the equation, given the erosion of, in terms of the number of people that are hunting now versus in the past. Had an opportunity to have a good conversation with a couple of folks last night about that topic, and those that is being focused on here during this three-day meeting. There is also just we received an announcement here that Ted Sturdivant, who has been serving as the Director of Ecology, was selected by Governor-elect Inslee as his Executive Director of Legislative Affairs and Policy, and he'll be taking that responsibility and that position starting January 16th. So I view that as a positive thing. Ted's got very good values that align with ours in terms of the importance of our of habitat, water quality, the environment, those kinds of values that will be important for a legislative affairs director to have. So that's a positive appointment from my perspective. We're working on some transitional succession items as well. You may recall that I brought to your attention my concerns over some of the need to move forward with transition and successional planning in really all of the areas, program areas from enforcement to wildlife to habitat to fish, but we've been working particularly in the fish program arena and the fish policy arena with Jim Scott, myself, and Pat Patillo and Michelle Culver, and planning for some doing some succession planning that we're making some progress on, and I'll be prepared to identify a few specific things, changes that we've made, are going to make in that area here when we meet in January. So that just those are just a couple of things. There's a couple other items that I will be speaking to during the director's report at the January meeting that aren't quite ripe yet to bring to your attention. So that's all I have for this morning.
Thank you, Director Anderson. Any other updates from the staff or comments of interest to the commission? Hearing none,